welcome to the Bruce Salin Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salin, but I'm also known as Bob. That's sort of an inside joke. And today we're going to talk about, are you afraid of your wife? Which is the title of this week's A Dad's Point of View column. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalin.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, and you'll get a wonderful menu of options that'll pop right up. Please follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salin, and please like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. I'm only 5 likes away from 5,000. We're going to get there, I hope, today. Wow. I want you to stay in the loop and also sign up to receive my newsletter, which is a weekly newsletter. You can get that at the homepage at brucesalin.com. Today, before we get into our fears about our spouses, I have a special guest by the name of Mac Collier, and he will be discussing his brand new book called Think Like a Rockstar. He will be followed by Spiritual Rap and Pastor Drew Sams, and then Therapy Rap with Dr. Jennifer Weberman. The new Because I Said So comic strip is very ironic because it's called Happy Wife, Happy Life. I didn't plan it that way, but it sort of just ties in with today's theme of, are you afraid of your wife? Because my wife always says, happy wife, happy life, and I always say, yes, dear. And that does make life a little bit easier. Tonight, for those listening in Santa Barbara, we are celebrating Mother's Day a little early with a chat about how we keep and preserve and share family memories in the form of photos. Samsung is sponsoring Dad Chat tonight and giving away 2 very special camera bundles. One is worth $300 and the other nearly $1,000. This is not to be missed. Dad Chat has been growing so much that we are getting regular sponsors. And in fact, next week we will have a sponsor by the name of Pitch, PTCH. And they will also be giving away 4 prizes. Not quite as glamorous as Samsung's, but still terrific prizes. And you'll learn about an amazing new video app called Pitch. I've already told you about staying in the loop. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is another from my trip cross country with my son. It's called Cross Country Road Trip, Some of the Top Sights. And you can buy my book as a PDF for $2.79 or on Amazon and all the other usual ebook sites for a whopping $2.99. Just go to the brucesalin.com page. It says buy Bruce's new book. You click on it if you'd like to. So it is time for a Dad's Point of View life lesson, of which I have skipped them lately because I've been in a ranting mood, but I am wanting to share a lesson with you right now.
You got to action to wait the positive.
I'm Bruce Salin, and this is A Dad's Point of View, When to Have Kids. The common response I get when asking a young couple or married man or woman about when they plan on having children is remarkably consistent. Yes, some say they don't want children, and I totally support that choice. Absolutely, do not have them if you don't want them. But for the rest, their answers tend to follow this scenario. Me. Are you and your husband or wife planning on having children? Them. Yes, eventually. Me. Oh, when is that exactly? Them. We don't have enough money to have children yet, plus I want to move my career further along. Me. I see. And what is the magic money number you need before you can have children? Them. I don't know, but we absolutely can't afford it now. Excuse me? Money determines whether you can have children or not? Your career determines whether you can have children or not? I'm Bruce Salin. Find me at brucesalin.com and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salin, that's what it is.
Okay, that was a life lesson. I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about what the signs are that a man, you, might be scared of your wife. Okay, in no order, you are extremely careful with anything you say in her presence. Some topics are just not to be discussed, whether about your sex life, money, or her opinions on how to raise the children. She adores her parents but hates yours, and you allow those feelings to determine the outcome and invitation list of family events. Saying no to her causes heart palpitations. You've long ago realized that your fix-it reaction to her problems never is appreciated, and now you just begrudgingly listen and offer no ideas or solutions. Now, a special note here. In many cases, that's a wise move regardless of how you feel about your wife. Next, when you must bring up something you think will precipitate a tough discussion or a fight, you put it off and or you bolster yourself with substances. You don't even remember why you fell in love in the first place. Last one. She controls all the purse strings, and when you want something, you dread asking for it. Well, guys, how'd you fare on those above things? And ladies, do you recognize your men in that list? And ladies, I have another question. Do you respect your man if he's acting so subservient to you? I know some women like that. And the irony of this discussion, and I'll be curious what my guests have to say, is that the three marriages that I know best, one of which was my parents, and they're gone, but they were married 66 years and together for 73, and two I know very well, they're friends, contemporaries of mine, they all have one thing in common, and that is that the man absolutely adores his wife, and the wife adores her man, but the man basically lets the wife run the show. He takes care of, in all three cases, making the money, okay? And he gets actually to make choices of his own on making the money. But their family life, where they live, who they have over for dinner, what they do, what he does, like to ski or not ski, as an example, when they had kids, is totally controlled by the wife. And I think those are the cases where marriages have worked out well. It's not the case in my marriage, for sure. And I'm not so sure that if I was just a little easier in general on issues that didn't really matter, that life wouldn't be easier with my wife. She's a strong-willed woman, but for the most part, the things that we do argue about aren't important. So I need to let them go. And that's really what this topic's about. So I think we're ready for a break because I have Matt Collier on the line to talk about Think Like a Rockstar. So stay tuned for my very special friend, Matt Collier, coming up after these messages.